Last week, the archive of Czech security forces posted data on the internet compiled by former Czechoslovakia's military counterintelligence. The data lists some 140,000 names of people who were either monitored by the military counterintelligence or were agents, and it hasn't taken long for the files to stir controversy. Czech television reported that five of the country's MPs, including Social Democrat and former Olympic ski jumper Pavel Plotz, were among those listed. He and the other deputies reacted quickly, denying cooperation of any kind with the Communist Intelligence Service, saying they were now considering legal action in response. Jan Wellinger has the story.
The military counterintelligence files posted last week by the archive of the Czech security forces name 140,000 people, some of whom are likely to have been willing collaborators and agents, as well as others who were not. The material released was compiled over 35 years, from 1954 to 1989, years when army service for all young Czech men was mandatory. The country's military counterintelligence regularly monitored army conscripts, so it is plausible database administrators have made clear that many mentioned in the files released were monitored without their knowledge. As an athlete and member of the army-sponsored Dukla Liberec Sports Club, MP Pavel Plotz, who often traveled abroad to compete, says he and others were regularly questioned by military counterintelligence. On Tuesday, he told public broadcaster Czech TV that he was asked to collaborate, but never agreed.
We were unusual as members of Dukla, because even though we were soldiers, we were allowed to travel to the West, something other soldiers could not. We traveled, so of course they questioned us and must have kept some kind of record somewhere.
Other colleagues, including former Social Democrat Evgen Sneakily, the only MP named as an agent as opposed to the more ambiguous confidant, also maintain they never collaborated willingly with the Communist military counterintelligence and are now considering legal steps to clear their names. It is unclear how far they will have to go or that they'll be alone. More names are likely to surface, the latest being a highly placed Czech military official, Brigadier General Miroslav Balint, Deputy Chief of Staff for the Czech Armed Forces, listed as a confidant.
Jan Wellinger with that report. Now, Václav Klaus is the king of Czech public speaking.